Hello and welcome back. We're officially in the new year and kicking it off with part two of Commonly Confused Words. Let's get into it. First, I want you to pause the audio and go through the sentences below. When you've finished, go ahead and play the audio again, and I'll give you some brief explanations to the answers. Okay, so let's see how many you got and if you also have the same reasoning as me. Woman or women? She's a real woman. Explanation. This is an easy one, but also easily confused. The simple answer is, woman is singular. Women is plural. I know a woman called Monica. Did you see those two women fighting? Many or much? My brother has so many friends. Explanation. Again, this is the same rule here. Much is singular, non-countable. Many is plural, countable. So plural nouns such as friends is something you can count. That is, you can count how many friends you have, whereas you cannot count water. My brother has so many friends. The dog drinks so much water. Two or two. Champagne costs way too much. Explanation. These words don't really differ in pronunciation. You could argue that the second two is a slightly longer sound, but in quickly spoken conversations, you're not gonna hear it. So, this one is all about spelling. Two is a preposition. This has many uses, but the most common meaning is toward or until. For example, I'm going to bed. The time is 20 to 12. It is, of course, also used with verbs in the infinitive, to eat, to sleep, etc. To is an adverb and used to express that something is excessive or inclusivity as well. You drink too much. I have that shirt too. Bought or brought? Why have you bought a new car? Explanation. This is one of my favorites, as natives even get this one wrong all the time. So don't beat yourself up too much, but please get it right. Bought is the past tense of to buy. Brought is the past tense of to bring. My mom has bought a new car. Have you brought the coconuts with you? Past or past? My ex-girlfriend walked past me without saying a word. Explanation. Although the spellings are different, the pronunciation is the same. You can hear that the D in past sounds more like the T in past. So, which is which? Past has many different uses, but I'm going to keep it as simple as possible. Use past when talking about an event or a length of time that previously happened. The boy has an interesting past. I've been learning English for the past 12 months. Past can also mean to get by, that is, to physically pass by something or someone. Sorry, I just need to get past. We just drove past another gas station. In the last two examples, you can see that past is joined with another verb. This is a good rule to follow. If you already have another verb indicating movement, then you will use past. Past with a D is the past particle form of to pass. Yes, this is a tricky one when you get into it, but basically past usually indicates a movement. The cyclist passed me on the wrong side. He passed me the check. I passed my final exam today. Here or here. I cannot hear anything because of the music. Okay, let's move on to a slightly easier example. Explanation. Same pronunciation, but different usage. Here is a verb. I cannot hear you. Did you hear the good news? Here is an adverb of place. He's over here. What time will you be here? Through or through? She threw the ball for the dog. Final example, explanation. Through is an adverb or preposition. and often indicates entering or exiting something. He posted the letter through the letterbox. You can also use it to say that something is over or that you no longer will do something. I am through with you. Through is the past form of the verb to throw. Someone threw a sausage at me. Who threw my cake in the trash? There were some tricky ones in there, but I hope I cleared up any confusion. If you have any questions or more examples of commonly confused words, please leave a comment below. See you next time.